from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The word you might have been waiting for all afternoon is that the Timmins Rock defeated the Ottawa Junior Senators this afternoon at the Centennial Cup Tournament in Manitoba. It went to a shootout, and Harry Clark's goal held up to win the game by a 2-1 score. Unfortunately, the win had to be in regulation time for the Rock to move into the playoff round. It might not be spring anymore when the city takes care of the annual spring cleanup. A vastly overpriced contract, the only one submitted, was turned down by council. Now Public Works Director Ken Kersell will work out a new plan to do it in-house and bring it to the May 30th council meeting. It will likely last more than 2 weeks and divide the city into zones for that purpose. Meanwhile, the tipping fee will be waived at the DeLauro landfill site between May 29th and June 9th. There's a long list of hazardous and special household waste the city will take off your hands at no cost to you. Hazardous Waste Day is Saturday, June 10th. Environmental Coordinator Christina Beaton says between 8 and 2 that day, you can bring it to the parking lot at the Sportsplex. Where it goes from there depends on what it takes to dispose of it or turn it into something else.
For instance, the paint goes to a paint processing facility where it gets created into new paint.
Details on what exactly is accepted are on timmins.ca. Housing first is the approach to ending homelessness recommended by international expert Ian DeYoung. He's in the Cochrane District this week, working with the Social Services Administration Board. One myth DeYoung debunks is that transitional housing is the best approach, rather than permanent housing with supports to battle the person's other issues.
If we want someone to learn life skills of independent living, better to teach them in the place they're going to stay forever rather than teaching them, and just when they get successful at those life skills, say, you've done so great, you need to be destabilized and move again.
Another myth DeYoung debunks, homelessness only happens in large communities. Canadians are being warned not to buy or use any abortion or morning after pills from Dr. Pooja websites. Health Canada is warning they have not been assessed for safety, efficacy, and quality and could pose a range of serious health risks. The agency says if you've taken the abortion pill, seek immediate medical attention and speak to your healthcare professional if you've taken the morning after pill. Health Canada advises you to only buy prescription drugs from licensed pharmacies. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.